Client-centered and holistic, part one. Client-centered care involves tailoring interventions to fit with the unique needs and experiences of each client, and beginning work from where the client is at. Although all of our clients share many experiences and issues, they also differ from each other along many socio-demographic variables, such as cultural background, religion, age, gender, sexuality, and particular subcultural affiliations. There is also wide variability among our clients according to developmental stage or maturity and the strengths and other resources that they bring with them. Our staff do their best to ensure that the care young people receive is appropriately nuanced according to these variables. Holistic care involves recognition that a wide range of biological, psychological, and social factors impact upon the client and the issues they bring to a particular service. Recognising that these factors and issues are connected with each other, and ensuring that these factors are taken into consideration in the design and implementation of the client's care. In the context of working with young people with multiple and complex needs, client-centred care must of necessity be holistic, because issues such as alcohol and drug use problems, mental health problems, experiences of neglect and abuse, homelessness, social marginalisation, and involvement in the criminal justice system are integrally connected with each other, and their unique configuration is a key determinant of where the client is at and what their unique needs are. Many writers on the topic of treatment and support for young people with AOD problems and other complex needs strongly endorse the principle of client-centered care. Other terms that are widely used in the literature include individualized or needs-led care. The most basic definitions of this construct involve a focus on meeting the individual needs of each youth, or assessment and treatment matching. The latter is one of the key elements of effective adolescent drug treatment practices identified by expert consensus processes as reported in the various publications from this work. Assessment and treatment matching involves selecting and then also tailoring interventions to the individual needs of the client. Comprehensive assessment, individualised treatment plans, and regular case review are widely regarded as key technical requirements for individualised treatment. Pichot points out that while many AOD treatment agencies profess that their services are individualised according to client need, the content of the program has usually already been determined before the client seeks admission. In contrast to this, genuine client-centred care involves ensuring that interventions, that is, the contents, are selected, adapted, and delivered in ways that are consistent with the individual needs of the client. Barry et al. Recommend an orientation that responds to what our patients require from us rather than our deciding what they need in advance, and incorporating the services of the program into their lives rather than having them adjust to us. Practitioners in many health and welfare services espouse a commitment to client-centered care and to holistic care and strive to deliver this to the best of their abilities. However, the structural characteristics of many services and healthcare programs place constraints on the ability to realise these aspirations. Illness or problem-centered care focuses on the treatment of particular illnesses or problems. For example, public acute mental health services focus exclusively on the treatment of a narrow range of mental illnesses. Similarly, many drug and alcohol services focus exclusively on the treatment of alcohol and drug problems. The proliferation of specialist services within the health and welfare sectors is an indication of increasing trend towards illness or problem-centered care and away from client-centered care. The development of dual diagnosis services for clients with drug and alcohol problems and other mental disorders is essentially an extension of the illness-centred approach to the organisation of healthcare. Youth AOD services respond to the issues that are of the most pressing concern to clients at the time, and/or those that offer the most potential benefit to the protection and improvement of the health and well-being of the young person in the medium to long term. Drug and alcohol issues may not be the most direct focus of attention, but due to the interrelated nature of the issues, they are highly likely to be impacted in the long run.